Welcome to Meet Me SFO's Health and Wellness Fab Fit Tips Podcast Show. Fun and fab tips to start and stay fit. It's Monday, so let's get motivated. Here's your host, Mimi Assefa.
Hello, hi, and welcome to Fab Fit Tips Show 3, Getting Started Part 2 with Ryan Harrison. Ryan is a professor of nutrition and wellness at the University of Laverne, currently pursuing a doctorate in psychology of health and wellness at the University of the Rockies. Now, continuing where we left off, what should our short-term and long-term goals be?
Even, and this one might be tough for some people, but grabbing a piece of fruit instead of some candy. You know, they seem like really small steps, but they're nutritionally sound, and they'll add up. The changes will add up the longer you do them. For long-term, it's probably not a bad idea if you need to lose weight to aim for a goal weight. And in that case, I would say talk to your doctor about body mass index, or what's more commonly known as BMI, and find out what's in the healthy range for you, and then aim for that. Or if you've got the taste for it, you might consider setting a goal to participate in a marathon or some other intense sport or activity. And a good thing about that approach is usually it involves other people. And when you get other people involved in your health goals, it tends to be very helpful in keeping you on target.
What are some misconceptions of starting a new workout program?
Well, I would say probably the most common misconception about exercise is that people think they don't like it. When it's very uncommon to find people who regret making the decision to work out, you know, once they actually are doing so. Quite the opposite. Most people really enjoy exercising once they get in there and do it. And in as little as a few days or a week, it can change the way a person feels about himself or herself. It can change, it can elevate your mood, it can improve your sleep, it can increase awareness, it can boost your sex life. I mean, there's all sorts of benefits to regular exercise that people enjoy when they actually exercise regularly.
Wow. Last and final question. What are realistic results, and when can we usually expect to see them?
Yeah, another great question. It's a very important question, because if your expectations are unrealistic, then you're going to get disappointed, and that could sabotage your entire health and wellness journey. But again, there's really no one-size-fits-all answer to that question of what's realistic in terms of health goals. But I will suggest, barring particular physiological issues, that most overweight people who need to lose weight, for example, should be able to lose, a pound a week and keep it off. It's sustainably and healthfully. But this is going to be contrary to what I said earlier, but let me emphasize that reaching for particular numbers isn't always the best idea. It's much better if you can actually put your scale in the closet and instead focus on how you feel. How does your body feel, and how do your clothes feel on it? You'll know it when your pants get loose or when your arms or legs feel tighter and more toned. You'll feel that. And you'll also feel it when you're not breathing heavy after you climb two or three flights of stairs like you used to. For most people, these real life goals, these very functional goals, are much more important than numbers on a scale. And when to expect results? Well, my answer is immediately, and tomorrow, and next week, and next month, and next year. Remember that health and wellness, again, it's a journey, and it has as much to do with a person's mind and emotions and spirit and environment and relationships as with the body. So you can actually start feeling better the moment you go for a walk or choose water over Pepsi, and you build on those small victories.
Thank you so much, Ryan.
You bet. It's been my pleasure.
Ryan is a professor of nutrition and wellness at the University of Laverne and currently pursuing a doctorate in psychology of health and wellness at the University of the Rockies. Next week, we'll be discussing proper stretching and therapy.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast for your Fab Fit Tips. Tune in next Monday as Mimi continues the series. Until then, stay motivated.